Part 6, Haven, Chapter 43, Salvage. The first task confronting Captain Laplace and his crew, once they had grown accustomed to being on terra firma, was to reorient themselves. Everything on Galaxy was the wrong way round. Spaceships are designed for two modes of operation, either no gravity at all, or when the engines are thrusting an up-and-down direction along the axis. But now Galaxy was lying almost horizontally, and all the floors had become walls. It was exactly as if they were trying to live in a lighthouse that had toppled onto its side. Every single piece of furniture had to be moved, and at least 50% of the equipment was not functioning properly. Yet in some ways this was a blessing in disguise, and Captain Laplace made the most of it. The crew was so busy rearranging Galaxy's interior, giving priority to the plumbing, that he had few worries about morale, as long as the hull remained airtight and the Muon generators continued to supply power. They were in no immediate danger. They merely had to survive for 20 days, and salvation would come from the skies in the shape of universe. No one ever mentioned the possibility that the unknown powers that ruled Europa might object to a second landing. They had, as far as anyone knew, ignored the first. Surely they would not interfere with a mission of mercy. Europa itself, however, was now less cooperative. While Galaxy had been adrift on the open sea, it had been virtually unaffected by the quakes that continually racked the little world. But now that the ship had become an all-too-permanent land structure, it was shaken every few hours by seismic disturbances. Had it touched down in the normal vertical position, by now it would certainly have been overturned. The quakes were unpleasant rather than dangerous, but they gave nightmares to anyone who had experienced Tokyo 33 or Los Angeles 45. It did not help much to know that they followed a completely predictable pattern, rising to a peak of violence and frequency every 3.5 days when Io came swinging past on its inner orbit. Nor was it much consolation to know that Europa's own gravitational tides were inflicting at least equal damage on Io. After 6 days of grueling work, Captain Laplace was satisfied that Galaxy was as near shipshape as was possible in the circumstances. He declared a holiday, which most of the crew spent sleeping, and then drew up a schedule for their second week on the satellite. The scientists, of course, wanted to explore the new world they had so unexpectedly entered. According to the radar maps that Ganymede had transmitted to them, the island was 15 kilometers long and 5 wide. Its maximum elevation was only 100 meters, not high enough, someone had gloomily predicted, to avoid a really bad tsunami. It was hard to imagine a more dismal and forbidding place. Half a century of exposure to Europa's feeble winds and rains had done nothing to break up the pillow lava that covered half its surface, or to soften the outcropping of granite that protruded through the rivers of frozen rock. But it was their home now, and they had to find a name for it. Gloomy, downbeat suggestions like Hades, Inferno, Hell, Purgatory were firmly vetoed by the captain. He wanted something cheerful. One surprising and quixotic tribute to a brave enemy was seriously considered before being rejected 32-10, with 5 abstentions. The island would not be called Roseland. In the end, Haven won unanimously.